Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Oliver McNulty. Oliver, it's a pleasure.
Yes, look, pleasure to meet you and talk to you as well, Fraser.
Now, Oliver, you've had a busy couple of weeks since the start of the year. Of course, one of the big events on the calendar, Australia Day, yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We had a very good day. It was a worrying start with the rain that came through overnight, and we, again, thankfully it held off. We had a very good turnout for our breakfast in Balranald. We also went down from Balranald to have lunch in Euston, which also had a very good turnout. And then our new event, which was run by the Five Rivers Festival at Balranald Caravan Park, was also a big success with music and family entertainment until after 8. So overall, we had a very good day, and all events were very well attended, and it was really a good celebration of Australia Day.
Well, speaking of celebrations, of course, awards are handed out by council for, you know, things like a Citizen of the Year and Young Citizen of the Year. So who was lucky enough in the Balranald Shire area?
Yeah, we had some very good nominations for all of our awards this year. We had 4 Special Achievement Awards. Clive Williams, Richard White and Peter Johnson for their work at the Balranald Golf Club. Jenna and Maxine Kelly also got a Special Achievement Award for their work at the Aboriginal Cemetery. Chris Cammon for nurturing trees and helping elderly across the town, and Tim and Marianne O'Halloran also got an award for all the voluntary service to the community. We also had 26 of our clubs nominated across the council area, and again, they got a special recognition for the work they have done in the last 12 to 24 months to support the local community. We also had an Environmental Citizen of the Year, and Zayden McAllister. Again, Zayden is a young man in the town, and he has done a huge amount of work across the town to support the environment. And again, he was a worthy recipient of our Environmental Citizen of the Year. We had a Young Citizen of the Year, Lani Wilkinson, and she did a lot of work to support and fundraise for the bushfire victims. And then the big one is our Citizen of the Year. And again, this year we had 6 nominations, all very worthy nominations and all very passionate about the community. We had special recognition for Ray Jones, who is about to retire from working in the club in Euston, and he has done an amount of work for Euston and the Euston community, and he got special recognition for that. But our Citizen of the Year is Lynette Flanagan, and again, over the last 30 to 40 years, she has worked tirelessly in Balranald for the community, in health services, and a number of different groups.
Well, fantastic to hear, Oliver, and that's all the time we have, unfortunately, so we'll have to leave it till next week, but we appreciate your time.
That's great, Fraser. Thank you.
Oliver McNulty, the General Manager of Balranald Shire Council there.